Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. airstrikes again target militants near Key Dam in Iraq. Gaza ceasefire talks resume in Cairo. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. For the second straight day, U.S. military forces carried out airstrikes to support Kurdish fighters as they try to gain control of a strategic dam in northern Iraq from Islamic State militants. U.S. defense officials say Sunday's 14 raids destroyed or damaged armed vehicles, armored personnel carriers, and an Islamic State checkpoint. The U.S. says it used a mix of fighter jets, bombers, and unmanned drones in conducting the latest attacks. Kurdish fighters report they have retaken the eastern half of territory near the Mosul Dam on the Tigris River, which provides electricity and irrigation for much of the region. A new round of negotiations is underway in Cairo, aimed at ending the month-long conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Robert Berger reports.
Israeli and Palestinian delegations are holding a new round of talks, trying to extend the current 5-day truce in Gaza into a long-term ceasefire. But the gaps are wide. At the weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged his negotiating team to remain steadfast on Israel's security needs. If Hamas thinks it can compensate for its military defeat with diplomatic gains, it is mistaken, Mr. Netanyahu said. Palestinian official Ahmed Majdalani, I am not optimistic, Majdalani told the Voice of Palestine radio, and he blamed Israel for rejecting Hamas's demand to end the 7-year blockade on Gaza. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The Ukrainian government says its forces captured a district police station in Luhansk after a fierce battle with pro-Russian separatists. Luhansk has been the scene of some of the heaviest fighting in recent weeks. Meanwhile, a column of armored vehicles led by pro-Russia rebels was reportedly spotted near the Russian border, carrying a surface-to-air missile system. It was headed west, deeper into rebel-held territory. Liberia is reporting more Ebola deaths than any other country in the West Africa outbreak. At least 413 have died from the virus. An Ebola isolation unit in the capital, Monrovia, came under attack Saturday, just hours after President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf spent the day with education teams in several of the city's affected communities. VOA's Ann Look has details.
President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf says they can beat Ebola.
Stay in your area. Don't move to another place. Wait till you get treatment. If everybody were to follow that one, then we can start to bring this thing down.
The president accompanied awareness teams to two of the hardest hit communities around the capital.
And we the neighbors, they came out to say that it was Ebola.
Hundreds of people showed up to listen. This is West Africa's first Ebola outbreak. People are still learning what it is. In Liberia, families continue to hide their sick at home. Health workers and facilities have come under attack. President Sirleaf told reporters that some people are still refusing to believe Ebola is real. Ann Look, VOA News, Dakar.
A major opposition leader in Pakistan's parliament called on anti-government protesters to stop paying taxes, electricity, and gas bills until Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif resigns. Imran Khan vowed Sunday at a rally in Islamabad that he and the popular cleric Tahir al-Qadri will force Mr. Sharif to step down this week. They contend that last year's election that brought Mr. Sharif's political party to power was rigged. The U.S. Justice Department announced that it will conduct a separate autopsy in the killing of an unarmed black teenager by a police officer in the Midwest state of Missouri last week. Results from the federal and state autopsies will be considered during the investigation of the August 9th shooting. The shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown set off daily protests in the town of Ferguson and demonstrations around parts of the country. 7 people were arrested Sunday as police used smoke and tear gas to enforce a curfew in Ferguson, Missouri. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.